lot of Well, thanks. It is a pleasure to be able to pray with you today, especially for, let's pray for our souls, the souls of those who've gone before us. I don't know if you've lost your parents or lost siblings or lost children. I mean, life is hard. I mean, the loss of somebody is so difficult. You know, I know we all mourn differently. The comfort I have is knowing that we were created to live forever, right? That we were created to be with God, and that one day we will all be perfectly reunited. I'll share with you a very quick story today before we start the chaplet on souls. And St. Faustina had this ability. God gave her the grace to visit heaven, to hell, and purgatory. She's glimpsed the afterlife. And she was summoned to purgatory one time. I don't have time to share it all. I'll have to maybe share it afterwards. But let me share one story with you of a nun who came to her. And this is why I think it's so important for us to pray. And I'm going to offer this chaplet up for your loved ones and for their souls, and as well as for mine. Sister Faustina was in her cell, in her room one night, and she was deep in prayer. And a sister who had died, she died just not that long ago. It was only about 8 weeks. Appeared to her. She came to Sister Faustina. And look, Padre Pio, so many of these other saints, these men and women who live these incredibly holy lives, who had one foot in heaven already, you know, sometimes were visited by these purgatorial souls, and that's what happened to Saint Faustina. She remembered the sister. She was a sister of the first choir, and when Sister Faustina saw her, now she recorded this in her diary. It's quite revealing. She said, "I saw her in terrible condition. She was horrible. She was all in flames. Her face, it was painfully distorted. And this only lasted for a short time, and then she disappeared from me. So a shudder went through my soul." And she said, "Because I didn't know whether this was a purgatorial soul or whether she was in hell. She could have been in hell. So I decided I'm going to pray." And I began to redouble my prayers for this departed sister. Well, again, the next night, she came to me again, and I saw her this time, instead of being reprieved in a more horrible state. She was again in these midst of these flames, but the flames seemed like they were more intense, and the despair that she was going through was more intense. It was written all over her face, and I was just astonished to see her in worse condition because I had prayed. I had offered sacrifices for her, and I asked. I said to her, I said, "Haven't my prayers helped you?" And she answered, "Your prayers haven't helped me. Nothing will help me." And I said to her, and prayers in the whole community that they've offered for you, they haven't been of any help at all to you? And this purgatorial soul says to her, she says, "No. Those prayers had helped some other souls, but they had not helped me." So St. Faustina says, "If my prayers aren't helping you, sister, please stop coming to me," right? She despaired at once. I don't blame St. Faustina. It's a very human reaction, right? If I'm praying for you, they're not helping you, and you keep coming to me in a worse condition, stop coming. But Faustina was convicted, right? I mean, she had this merciful soul, and she decided to pray even more for this nun. And she poured out her heart, and she kept on praying, and she kept on praying. And after some time, the nun came back to her during the night. And when Faustina looked at her this time, she was stunned because she had appeared totally transformed. She was changed. There was no longer the flames that she saw her enveloped in, she had seen before. This time, the nun's face was radiant. Her eyes, she said they were beaming with joy. And the nun said to her, she said, Faustina, "You have a true love for your neighbor, and that many souls had profited from your prayers." And she urged me to cease praying. She urged me not to cease praying for the souls in purgatory. And she added that she herself would not remain in purgatory much longer. And she, Faustina's, this is diary entry 58 of St. Faustina's diary. She says, "How astounding are the decrees of God." Faustina was taken by her angel to visit purgatory. And if I have time, maybe I'll share that story with you a little bit later. But this was a great lesson. I think it's a great lesson for all of us. You know, we need to pray for our loved ones who have gone before us. They are in purgatory, so often doing they're doing their purgation before they can enter into heaven. Purgatory is a place of great mercy. It is. It's clearly just marked by God's merciful hand. But those souls need us. They cannot pray for themselves. They need your masses. They need your prayers. They need the chaplet we're about to pray right now. So I invite you today to join me as I pray for the souls in purgatory for the next 9 days. We've kicked off a novena here. Father Rocky tonight will be praying. Mass every day is offered for those souls. And, you know, Relevant Radio had this opportunity for you and still available. You can still get in if you want to. Go to relevantradio.com. Maggie, is it /purgatory? I don't know what the slash souls. Relevant Radio /souls. And you can put 20 of your loved ones' names in that database. And they'll be remembered at Mass and Chaplet. So relevantradio-souls, relevantradio.com/souls. And I'll remember them every day here. But let's pray for you today, okay? Let's pray for your needs, your intentions. After the chaplet, if I have a chance, maybe I'll share with you Faustina's other encounter in purgatory and what the souls called our Blessed Mother, who would often visit them there. But right now, we'll begin. And before I begin, let me ask Maggie. Maggie, anything you want to pray for? You're praying with me today, right?
I am.
All right. Good to have you back.
I just want to lift up all of our listeners that contact us with intentions. There's a lot of them that we don't get on the air. So I just want to make sure that the Lord's hearing them, even if we don't get to them.
Thank you, Maggie. That's awesome. Still want to pray for George and I think Donald, who have COVID. George wrote to us again. And for all of you, little Sophie, I hope she's feeling better today. And for all those who called in yesterday, let's pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You expire, Jesus. But the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. No blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and was born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. All right, our first call today comes from Ben. He's 12 years old, praying with us in Omaha, Nebraska. Hi, Ben.
Hello. These are my intentions. My grandmas, the first one, Joni Wonder, and Bob Fitzgerald, they both have dementia. And the last one, Grandma Irene, has cancer. And also because I feel sick today, as you can see in my voice.
Yeah, I'm with you. I went through it too, Ben, not that long ago. Hang in there. You're going to get through. We'll pray for you, but we'll definitely pray for all those beautiful intentions. You know, your family's very blessed to have you. And let's pray for your grandmother's health. We'll pray in particular for cancer. Lord, I pray for anyone suffering from dementia, who has Alzheimer's, who has head trauma, any cognitive development issues right now. And I bring these souls to you, and I ask you just to touch, to heal, to reverse, to restore. I pray for the vanquishing of cancer cells, and I pray today for many cancer miracles, that you touch those who are carrying that cross, who have the burden of cancer, and Lord, you bring about healing to them. And I ask you to reward Ben, bless him, draw him even closer to you, that he may grow in spirituality and love of you. He may have a close walk with you. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world,
for the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, our next call comes from Megan, listening in Maine. Hey, Megan, good afternoon.
Hi, Drew. How are you?
You called yesterday, right? Vassalboro.
I did call yesterday. That's right. So we just got out of Maya's appointment, my 2-year-old little girl that had a hole in her heart.
Oh, yeah.
And it's gotten so small that they are not considering surgery any longer.
I love that. Praise God. We're going to pray that completely closes up. What an answer to prayer. I am so glad you called back, and I'm so glad you got through. Oh, well, let's pray in Thanksgiving.
Thank
we'll continue
you.
To pray for your baby, okay? We'll pray for you and your whole family.
Thank you so much.
God bless you. Lord, I just thank you for the way you answer prayers. And, you know, Maggie was born with a couple holes in her heart. She shared that story. And I had shared yesterday, if you weren't listening, about a person when I first started praying the child had a major hole in the heart. They had to have a procedure done to remedy it. She called into the chaplain, went back, and just like we heard from Megan, the doctor's like, I don't know what's going on. You don't need surgery. So, Lord, I ask you to continue to touch your baby's heart, to close up that heart, to restore and heal that heart. I pray for anyone right now that is having coronary issues, cardiac issues, those who have got to go ahead and have surgery. Lord, I pray for those miracles that we need. And I also give you our emotional heart. Lord, those who have broken hearts, those who carry deep wounds of the heart from trauma and abuse, from betrayal, from infidelity, from broken relationships, from death. And I just ask today that you comfort and restore. So I give you this. I thank you, Lord, for the many ways you answer prayers. I love the promptness of this prayer. You are so good. So we pray in thanksgiving. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, before we go to our third call already, our third deck at Boy Time Slide. Maria, who is in Long Beach, California, will grab you. But before I do that, let me open the mic for Maggie. Maggie, of course, monitors our Twitter. Please, please, please give us your intentions there at Drew Mariani Show. We want to pray for you at Drew Mariani Show. You can follow me personally at Drew Mariani. Always good to see you there in cyberspace as well. Maggie, what can we pray for today? What's coming in?
Drew, Kathleen, our colleague Kathleen, had sent a couple of messages over that she wanted lifted up in the chaplet. Jim from Oregon is asking for prayers for Kathy, who recently had a lobectomy surgery to remove an upper lobe of her right lung.
Yeah.
And they're also removing 2 lymph nodes to see if cancer has spread. So they're praying for a healing miracle for Kathy. Carolyn from LA asks for prayers for her father, James, who's 85 years old, who just suffered a stroke. They're praying for Jesus's mercy and perfect healing. Sam wrote to us on Twitter and asking for prayers for Richard, who needs to find an apartment within the next 2 weeks. He's enduring financial hardship due to actions of his parents. Barbara's asking for prayers for Father Thomas. She says he needs divine mercy to restore his voice after a throat surgery.
Wow.
She says, thank you very much. And Lisa's asking for prayers for herself. She had a recent pneumonia diagnosis and an upcoming heart catheterization. And she says, I'm praying especially for my emotional reserves. It's been a really long haul.
I can imagine. Wow. Yeah. Health is wealth. You take your health for granted. until you don't have it. And then, gosh, you would trade anything for it. So, Lord, I pray for good health for all who are ill, who are sick, who are under the weather, who have debilitating diseases. And I pray for those who are healthy, Lord, just fortify, protect, sustain. We thank you for the gift of health. You're in control of all things. So submit all these intentions that we just heard from Maggie. And we'll add Maria in Long Beach, California to our third decade. Hi, Maria. Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon, Drew. Thank you for taking my call. I'm asking for prayers for my son. He's 21 years old, and he's suffering from mental illness, depression, anxiety, and anger. I'm asking for healing for him and for my son to help, you know, and for my family to help us continue to pray for him. And also for my mother. She's been on a ventilator for the last 2 years. Wow. She suffered a stroke and I cannot move. And for all the souls in purgatory. Well, Thank you.
You got it. You poor soul, your mother and your son, right? You're right in the middle there. Maria, let's yes. pray. You know, he's 20 years old. Is that what age he is? He's 20, you said?
21.
It's a tough age. I mean, guys are still developing and maturing. And, you know, I know he struggles with mental illness and a litany of other issues, anxiety, depression. Lord, I pray for her son. Yeah, you can heal. I've seen it many, many times. I've heard stories like this before. And, you know, I spoke to their parents 6 months, a year later, and there's been a radical turnabout. And it's just an amazing change in their child's life. And I ask that on behalf of Maria, who's suffering. We pray for her mother. I pray for her. And I pray for any child right now that is rebellious, involved in drugs, illicit relationships, having suicidal ideations, suffering from crippling anxiety or depression, Lord. I pray for those children that need you in their life. We pray for the conversion of all of our children. And I just give you, Maria, and all these intentions now as we pray. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, Elizabeth is in Leonia, New Jersey. Hi, Elizabeth. Thanks for joining us.
Hello. Thank you, Drew. How are you?
I'm well.
I would like to pray. I am a mom of three, and we started homeschooling this year, and it's been a real struggle for me. So I'm calling to pray for all the parents who are homeschooling their kids, and for those parents whose kids attend regular public or private schools. I want to pray for endurance, wisdom, and patience to all of us parents in raising our kids. And I also want to pray for my boss, Ms. Kay, with whom I don't have the best relationship. So I want to pray for all the people who may be and not the easiest to work with or to get along with. So that's my prayer.
It's a beautiful prayer. I know God will hear it too, Elizabeth. So let's pray for you. I want to pray for all parents who decide to take the education of their child in their hand. We pray for all those homeschooling parents and for their children there. I want to pray in particular for these difficult relationships, for anyone right now, especially Elizabeth, who may not have the strongest relationship with those that she needs to be in communication and union with. And I pray for broken relationships among family members, among spouses, amongst parents, amongst in-laws, amongst neighbors and friends, or amongst coworkers. You know, Satan is the great divider. You know, he loves division. It's his hallmark. And I just ask, wherever there is woundedness, that your mercy heal, that it be the balm and the ointment that restores and not just brings restoration, Lord, but complete healing and new beginnings. So I lift this up. I give you Elizabeth. I give you everyone now who's united with me in prayer, wherever they are. You know our needs. Read our hearts. We pray, Eternal Father, We offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right. Let's see if I can grab a few extra calls like I did yesterday. Tim is in Bridgewater, New Jersey. Good to hear from New Jersey again. Hey, Tim.
Hi, Drew. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I would like to request prayer for my mom. She's currently in hospice and has a few hours or days to live. Thank you.
I'm sorry. Tim, hang in there. Be at your mother's bedside. Pray the chaplet with her. We're going to pray for her now. And you know, because I've said it a million times, the promises of this prayer, you know, and the chaplet is such a beautiful prayer to pray. And because, you know, at times like this, I know sometimes it's difficult to pray. You know, when you're there with your loved one, count on our prayers. You know, we are a spiritual family here, and we're going to pray for you. Because the Lord told St. Faustina, and I say, you know, over and over again, that we have to pray for the dying. That's what this prayer is meant for. You know, it's one of the many purposes of it. And the Lord said, when you pray this, you know, for the dying, I defend them as my own glory. When you say this for a dying person, you know, that pardon is not just for you, but for the same, but for the person you're praying for. And you don't even have to be there. God's mercy will placate them. Unfathomable mercy will envelop them. And the Lord said the very depths of his tender mercy will be moved by the sake of this prayer for that soul. So he says this prayer could assure a particular soul the assurance of a salvation. And some souls in the final moments, they despair. And we have to pray for great trust in God. Lord, I pray for Tim. I pray for all those who mourn in this hour, all those who are approaching death, all those who will die in accidents and tragedy today. And I pray for the hour of our own death. You know the day, you know the hour. Just pray when you come that we are prepared to meet you. Be merciful to us. Meet us as a merciful Savior. Katrina, who's listening in Los Lunas, New Mexico, thank you for praying with us.
Hello, Drew.
Hi.
I'd like to pray for all those who are in purgatory who don't have anyone to pray for them.
Well, it's a beautiful prayer. Let's pray. We'll pray for you, too, and for all of your personal needs. I want to pray for Dr. Aaron Cariotti, who we promised we'd pray for. But let's pray for those who've gone before us. And there are many souls who will be in purgatory till the end of time. There was a young girl who died in Fatima, and the Fatima seers asked Our Lady about it, and she said she'll be there to the end of time. Now, time's a relative thing, but there are a lot of souls who have nobody to pray for them. Nobody. So let's lift up all of those purgatorial souls, especially those members of your family. And I'll take one last call here right now. Alicia, listening in Albuquerque. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Drew. Thank you for taking my call. I wanted to pray for my apartment. I got a notice for overdue rent, so I want to pray that my rent and my bills are paid or else I risk being evicted. And I wanted to pray for the conversion of all sinners, including my daughter, myself, and her dad, okay. And the soul of his girlfriend who just passed, and the souls of all in purgatory.
Wonderful. Well, we'll continue to lift all those intentions up. I heard a homily today about the multiplication, right? And I just want you to know, even though finances say, hey, don't add up, I'm behind in my rent, I'm in trouble. I think about the Lord turning to this little boy who had the five loaves and some fish. And Scripture tells us he put them in 12 different baskets, right? 12 different baskets. So you divide five loaves and some fish into 12 baskets, not a whole lot of food there. Yet there were thousands and thousands of people. And what does Scripture tell us? He fed those thousands. They said men. They weren't even referring to the women and children that were there. So the number, the multitude was even greater. When those baskets came back, they were full, right? There was food left over. So I just want to pray right now for those struggling financially, those in difficult times, those who really need God's mercy and all of your intentions. Know that God's a multiplier. He's a healer, and he can make a way out of situations that have no way out. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, please look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us so that in difficult moments we may not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Our Lady, Queen of Heaven,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Good Help,
pray for us.
Mother of Mercy,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Guadalupe,
pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful,
pray for us.
Saint Joseph,
pray for
Saint Faustina,
pray for
Saint John Paul II,
pray for
Saint Peregrine,
pray for
Saint Jose Maria Escriva,
pray for us.
Saint Patrick,
pray for us.
And all you angels and saints,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Amen. Stay with me when I return. Father Rocky is going to stop by the studio. We're talking about praying for all of these souls. Our novena's kicked off. He'll be by. Don't go away.
Catholic Order of Foresters, the sponsor of our studio line, is hiring today with several positions throughout the U.S. Visit relevantradio.com/forester to learn more about how you can find your vocation with COF, an Illinois life insurance society, not licensed in all states.
This is the Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Yeah, such a beautiful hymn, huh? You know, yesterday we dedicated the day to the saints. Today, I thought we could focus on the souls, especially those who have gone before us. It's the 2nd of November. November is a month dedicated. The church remembers the faithfully departed. And today, I had an opportunity to listen to Father Rocky, and he raised a great question. Can your prayers really help somebody who has died? And I thought, stop by the studio. Let's talk a little bit about it. Don't forget, we have our novena underway. We remembered you at Mass today, the chaplet. Father, we pray in the rosary for you a little later tonight. And I'm delighted to have the host of the Family Rosary Across America in studio with me today. Father, good to have you back.
It's great to be back with you, Drew, and hello to all of our listeners out there. And I'll tell you, we learned something about 2 years ago when we came up with this idea, let's do a novena for the holy souls in purgatory. This was still in COVID.
Right.
And see if our listeners want to send in some names. I think the first year we had like 200,000 names to pray for. We're going to finish this one this year, like 500,000 names of souls to pray for. It really resonates with people out there because they feel, well, maybe I can do something for the faithful departed even after they passed away. Because once you're baptized, your soul is going to last till beyond the end of time. It's eternal, right?
Yep.
And it goes to one of three places, heaven, hell, or purgatory. And purgatory is transitory, and we can help the souls there. So it really resonates with people. Today is All Souls Today. This is one of the few days of the year when a priest can actually celebrate three masses, and those he can apply for the benefit of the souls in purgatory. And you know when that privilege was granted?
I do, actually.
Oh, that's true.
I heard you. I don't want to steal your thunder.
Yeah, because you came to Mass today, and I told you, right?
It's
in the rubrics. 1915 by Benedict XV. And you might be thinking, well, what was going on in 1915? Well, World War I was going on. Yeah. And by that time, there had been these horrible battles where thousands and thousands and thousands of people died. And there was a sort of a need from the people of God, that we've got to be able to do something for all these people who died. So the Pope allows priests to celebrate three Masses on All Souls Day. Each Mass is different readings and different prayers, but all to be applied to the souls in purgatory. So I try to do that whenever I can. So I want to encourage our listeners, if you have loved ones who've passed away, send us their name. Go to relentmary.com/soul. You can enter names in there. But I also find myself on air, Drew, praying for classmates of mine from high school that I know have passed away, sometimes tragically. And we weren't real close. You just know of them.
Do they come to mind, or is it?
They come to mind. It's amazing.
I love that.
You know, Jim Fisher, Phil Ellis, Lee Bussey, Randy Parker, Valerie Scott. You know, this was the 70s, and I'm sure I could, you know, I think at one time wrote down the names of everybody I've known who've died. I've got over 500 names of people I've known, right?
It's amazing how many people you grew up with that have already passed away.
That's right.
I think about that sometimes.
Sure, you know? Sure. And you may never have been close to in life, but you can you can help them for it. Because one of the frequent prayer intentions we get on the Family Rosary across America, especially from youngsters, is, and I want to pray for all the souls in purgatory. I want to pray for all the souls have no one to pray for them. Yep. And there could be lots, right? There could be lots and lots of souls have no one to pray for them. So it's a great thing that we do. So you can go to relentmary.com/souls, sign up there. Plus, you're going to get an email every day of an article that I wrote last year, and I walk you through this 90 novena. You know, can your prayers actually help the souls in purgatory? How do you get the plenary indulgence? What are the conditions? What should you do when you go to a Catholic cemetery, et cetera, et cetera? Just right before the show, Drew, I got a text from one of my cousins, and he sent a picture. He's out there at the Catholic cemetery with where his parents are buried and my parents are buried. So today, on November 2nd, you can get a plenary indulgence by visiting a Catholic cemetery. It says here, an indulgence applicable only to the souls in purgatory, right? So it's not for you. No. Is granted to the faithful who devoutly visit a cemetery and pray, even if only mentally, for the departed. Typically, the indulgence is plenary, that's complete, each day from November 1st to 8th. On other days of the year, it's only a partial indulgence. Now, 2 years ago during COVID, Pope Francis extended it to the entire month of November, and I've not seen that he's rescinded that. So what does it mean to go there piously? Well, just go there and say Hail Mary. You know, or you can go to our app that has all sorts of prayers on it. If you visit a church on November 2nd, a plenary indulgence is applicable only to the souls in purgatory and is granted to the faithful on the day dedicated to the commemoration of the faithful, piously visit a church or go to Mass. In visiting the church, it's required that one Our Father and the Creed be recited. So what are the requirements for a plenary indulgence? Do that act. Mm-hmm. And then be detached from any desire to sin. That itself is a gift from God.
Yep.
Pray for the Holy Father. Go to Mass. Go to Holy Communion. Go to confession within that week. That's 7 days before, 7 days after actually doing that. So the church kind of incentivizes things which are good for our soul anyway. I know everybody's busy out there. I know it's crazy busy with sports season and football and cross country and basketball and back to school conference, but you know, see if you can stop off.
That's a plenary indulgence then? So say somebody lost their child and they were concerned about their state in life perhaps. Mm-hmm. They can apply that plenary indulgence to that child.
That's right.
Or their parent.
Or their parent.
Or their spouse.
One a day.
That's amazing.
So if you go 30 days in a row, there could be 30 plenary indulgences, right?
Wow. So and it goes 30. That's interesting. I always thought it was 1 through 8.
I haven't seen that he rescinded it.
That's great. No,
I
love that.
He extended it 2 years ago during COVID because of all the restrictions on travel and all that, right?
I think that's fantastic.
And then he re-extended last year. I have not seen. I could be wrong. Maybe one of our listeners know, but I haven't
seen
that.
30.
I'm going with 30.
Why not? Right? God's merciful, right? Let's take advantage
and
of
something
it.
Something we do as Catholics.
Yeah.
You know, for us, death is not the end. Here's the paradox. It's the beginning.
Yeah.
It's the beginning of eternal life. And one of the other things that's beautiful, and I think a lot of our listeners sort of get in the rhythm, there are different seasons of the year. You know, so for a Catholic, there's always something coming up. Right. So after this, well, then we got Thanksgiving, and that's really kind of a Catholic feast. And after that, we've got the Advent begins, and then the Novena to the Immaculate Conception. There's another Novena you do, right, to St. Andrew?
The 30 days.
Yeah. You do that one,
St. Andrew,
right? And then before you know it, you got three great feast days of Our Lady of Loretto, Our Lady of Immaculate Conception, Our Lady of Guadalupe, and then here comes Christmas. Yeah. And then you've got 2 weeks of Christmas. And then a little downtime before you know, you got Lent, right?
Oh, it's amazing.
After Lent, you got Easter. After Easter, you've got Pentecost and all that. then kind of summer is downtime, and then there's always something going on.
The year flies.
Right?
It does. That's so true. You know, you said souls reach out to you. It's funny. I remember a story of a girl who I went to school with years and years ago, and I had gotten out of college, started to fall deeper in love with my faith. I was going to Mass, spending time in prayer every day. And this girl who I really didn't know, she died in a car accident when she was 16, but she went to my high school with me. All of a sudden, she started to come to me. In the middle of the night, I'd wake up thinking about this girl. I'd be at Mass. She'd come to my mind. I'd be driving in my car. So I decided to go and have Masses set for her.
Good for
and
you.
And day after day after day.
Why am I praying for these guys from the 1970s in my public high school? Like, how is it that I
They're reaching out
them?
To you.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
You know?
But in Europe, you're so lucky you can offer a Mass for them.
Right. But we can pray for them on the air and know their situations. And I see, you know, they need prayers, right?
Yeah.
And I know, you know, as a priest, you know many people who have died, sometimes in very sort of sad circumstances, right? I got an email, I'm going to say 2 weeks ago. Yeah. I won't mention the name on air, but from somebody who listens to us. And she was asking for prayers for, I think, a nephew who died tragically in a car accident, drunk driver, right? Maybe he was in his
20s. Yeah.
And it's tough. He got hit at night. She woke up at like 3 a.m. and felt, I've got to pray. I got to pray, and I got to pray the chaplet.
Wow.
And then the next day she found out that her nephew was at that moment dying.
Wow. Right? Wow.
And she was very concerned because he and his family had, you know, basically rejected the faith. Mm-hmm. And a year previously she had reached out to the family to encourage them and gave everyone a miraculous medal.
Wow.
They rolled their eyes, but he put the medal in his pocket. And wow. I said, I've heard amazing stories about the miraculous medal, right?
Wow,
so he didn't throw it in the wastebasket. He wasn't disrespectful. And I think he just held on to it for maybe there's some hope there, right?
Wow.
And
that's
she
crazy.
Wrote in that email, do you think God was pinging me at that time to
no
get up
doubt.
And pray? I said, no doubt about it.
Yeah, that's amazing. I, you know, to be woken up like that to pray for that particular soul, it's unbelievable. It makes me think of suicide, too. People die in tragedy and accident all the time. What about those souls that have died by suicide?
That's
purgatory,
really hard.
You think? I mean, don't know the state
of their
soul.
Only God knows,
right? Of course.
So if you deliberately take your life and you're in your right mind, well, that's very wrong because it's not your life, it's God's life. So I think the presumption in the church now is that in almost all of those cases, the people were not in their right mind, right? They weren't their right. And what is it that triggers it? Because, you know, I know a number of those cases, right? They're really heartbreaking when you celebrate that funeral.
Horrible.
And I was at a funeral recently where this young person, and it wasn't a huge surprise for this everybody because this person had been suffering for quite some time, right? Quite some time. And, you know, it was one of these situations where they stepped in front of a train, right? Very shocking, right? And at the funeral, somebody said to me that they thought Jesus was standing by the train tracks. And I blurted out, I said, no, I think he was driving the train.
No. Why did you say that?
Because I think, Jesus somehow is working in this, because it's very confounding. These people can be very pious people.
Oh, yeah.
Daily Mass and praying the rosary. So you can't add it all up. So, there, but for the grace of God, go all of us, right?
It's the beauty of the sacraments, the sacramentals, too. For example, speaking of suicide, I have a friend in Philadelphia whose son suffered a horrible depression. Same thing. He threw himself in front of an oncoming subway. These were devout Catholics who loved God, went to Mass. I mean,
very, very distressing.
It was heartbreaking for them, but he died with his scapular on, and it gave him some comfort because, like the miraculous medal in the pocket— you're not in your right mind when you do
that. And, you know, one of the real pastoral challenges of speaking about this is that it can be contagious, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
So it presents a real challenge or a dilemma for a priest at a funeral, especially of a young person, that you don't want to do anything in any way that would encourage people to do that as well. Sometimes people say, oh, look at all the people turn out for this person. And then they get the idea, oh, if I do that, then I'll get a lot of attention.
Yeah, right?
So it can be really tricky. And at the same time, you don't want to be harsh because that would be devastate people, right? So that's why we pray for the souls in purgatory every day at Mass and in the rosary and during the chaplet. And, You remember that story about the children at Fatima, right?
Yeah.
And one of the children said to Our Lady, what about so-and-so, like a 12-year-old girl in the village? And what did Our Lady say?
She'll be there to the end of time.
Right. That soul will be in purgatory to the end of time. Now, is that frightening or is that theologically accurate? Because your time ends when you are released from purgatory, because that's a temporal reality. Right. And then you enter into eternity where there's no time, right?
Right.
So I don't know. But anyway, we can do that. We live in hope, right? We always live in hope. And I'd invite our listeners to send us the names of their loved ones and people they remember, because we can help them. And I was listening to a reflection by St. Jose Maria. He thought that when we pray for the souls in purgatory, whether it's a specific soul or all of them, they all move an inch closer.
Oh, wow.
It's not like somebody gets ahead of the rest, right? So let's say you might have wealthy people who can afford to buy pay for a lot of masses.
Right.
You can't buy your way to heaven, but the suffrages are good. And the idea is, well, they all take a step closer.
That's great. I love that. Because I have often said, you know, I've got to do this. You should put it in your will. Have masses set for you when you go. Make sure your kids know that you want to have masses set. We can talk more. Let me take a short break. When we come back, we'll take a couple calls too. If you want to get in, Father Rocky's here. I only have him maybe 10, 15 minutes. So I'll open the phones at 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. Also, grab a pen and paper. It's not too late to get in on this novena that we're doing. The chaplet, the mass, the Holy Rosary every night. We'll tell you more about that right after this. Stay with us. We're back with more.
We receive hundreds of your phone calls every day, all thanks to the Catholic Order of Foresters studio line. Our sponsor offers flexible life insurance and annuities. Visit relevantradio.com/Forester today. An Illinois Life Insurance Society, not available in all states.
It is interesting to mention what Pope St. Peter the Apostle tells us in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 6. The good news has been proclaimed even to the dead, so that condemned in the flesh according to men, they may live in the Spirit according to God. And in 1 Peter chapter 3, from verse 19 to 20, we are told, Christ, after his death, preached to some spirits in prison who had long been disobedient.
You're listening to The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Well, thank you for tuning in and joining us and allowing me to be part of your afternoon. Father Rocky is in studio with me. You can pray the rosary tonight at 7 p.m. Central, 8 Eastern, with him as he continues our novena for the Holy Souls. And if you've not signed up for that yet, I want to tell you a little bit about it, because you're going to bless those who have gone before you. Father, maybe you can fill everyone in. I know that we've had an overwhelming response. It's not too late. My understanding is you can still get 20 names in before, what, the 10th or the, what's the cutoff date for that?
The end is the 10th, right? So it's a novena. We'll keep taking those names. We'll put them across the screen. We're going to print them out. It'll be hundreds of pages.
Wow.
Eight columns wide.
Wow.
22 lines long. Oh. And 1,000 names on each sheet. You know, it's close to 500,000 names. Right?
That's crazy. That's awesome. Think of the good that we're doing, though. It's amazing.
Yeah, no, I'm happy to do it. We learn from our audience, right? They have faith, they have piety, they have devotion, and we just kind of follow their lead.
Yeah. Well, do yourself a favor, relevantradio.com/souls. Relevantradio.com/souls. 20 names. Your grandparents or more.
Or more, if you go into the data field.
Oh, there you go. So now Father's giving you a little techie secret.
Yes.
I was told just to say 20, but all right. We'll go with him. Father, before I take calls, there's a lot of people who want to join us. Well, let me grab the calls. Let me ask you a quick question, though.
Yep.
Some people wonder, okay, I'm praying for the soul in purgatory. How do I know if they're in heaven?
Okay, the way we know for sure a person is in heaven is that they've been formally canonized by the Catholic Church. And there's two judgments that come into play there. Human judgment and God's judgment. The human judgment is after a very exhaustive trial and investigation to determine that that person in question lived the Christian virtues to a heroic degree. Right? Those are witnesses and examples of that. And they need God's judgment. You need a miracle. And usually it's a medical miracle, which is immediate and irreversible. And you've got the testimony of normally qualified doctors, right? So that outside of that, like your parents or things like that, people you know are saints and you prayed for them and offered up masses and they're good people, but you're never going to do a process of canonization for them. God gives you a sense of peace, and sometimes they communicate to you in different ways, right? And you just know that. Right?
Your parents ever do that?
Yeah, I was very, I never had a doubt that my parents went to heaven. Yeah. You know, had a doubt. I prayed for them every day. But, you know, they were daily communicants that prayed the rosary.
Praise it, right.
You know, I wouldn't say they were saints on earth,
right.
But they were saints.
Now, who is, right?
Yeah.
We're making our way.
They're great people, loved them to pieces, and very fortunate I had them as parents. They lived a long time, to mid-80s.
Wow.
And I was there at the moment. Each one passed away. I gave them absolution.
Oh, what a
blessing. Gave them the holy water.
Holy cow. What a privilege.
I mean, so what there
a
it
blessing.
Is, right?
Yeah. Lorraine in Chicago, you're on there with Father. That's what a gift.
Lorraine, how are you?
Fine. How you doing, Father?
Thank you for calling.
I just wanted to ask. I'm blind. And I don't have no one to take me to church. And so what do? I pray for the souls.
Good.
I pray for everybody. I pray for the world. But, you know, I wanted to go to church and confess my sins.
Oh, yeah.
And everything else, but I can't get out there.
Wow.
Is there no one that can ever help you go anywhere?
Not to church, because they'd be at work.
Because they're at work, right?
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you what. Before you hang up, you're going to give our producer your contact information. And we'll make sure we send someone to pick you up and take you to church. Meanwhile, being incapacitated and blind, God takes into account your inability to get somewhere. It's almost like you're locked up, right? And but God hears your prayers, and you hear us, right? Yeah. So it's like you're in the next room, and you can say an act of contrition, but I want to get your contact information to our producer, and we'll see if we can have someone call you and offer to give you a ride.
Yeah, hang in there, Lorraine. I'm glad you got through. And Father, I think it's very beautiful. Okay. Thank you for saying that. Yeah, somebody will take you to confession and take you to Mass. And that'd be such a blessing for them. Marcella is in the Bay Area in California. She wants to get in on the conversation too with you, Father.
Hi, Marcella.
Hi, Father Rocky. Love your shows. Love everything you guys do for all of us. Thank you for all the prayers. I have a question. Would it be a good idea... I have two questions. To pray for the souls in purgatory, to offer periodic masses, you know, throughout the year for them. And the other one is, my son passed away 14 years ago, but he was away from the church, so he didn't receive his last rites or his confirmation. He was baptized, and he did his first communion. And I worry about that. I do pray for him, and I offer masses for him, but I just worry about what may have happened to, you know, where his soul is and how that works.
Sure.
And I'll take my answer off the air. And
thanks,
thank
Marcella.
You so much.
Yeah, sure. The first question, a priest on any given day that doesn't have a mandatory mass, like Christmas mass or Easter mass, he can offer a mass for the souls in purgatory. I try to do that once a week during ordinary time, Mondays or Tuesdays or something like that. So you can always have a mass offered for the souls in purgatory. In the case of your son, Marcella, continue to pray every day. Offer the rosary if you can. Get to mass. And he will be a beneficiary of those graces. So never give up, and then have trust and hope in our Lord.
Yeah. There's an off-air question. Several people want to speak to you, but this one came in. The person says, what if my late husband's buried in another cemetery out of state? Could I visit a local cemetery and apply those graces to him?
Now, there's a great question. And the answer is yes. All right. By going to a cemetery, Catholic or not, in these days and praying prayers piously, you can mentally say, I want to apply it to the soul of my husband, even though he's buried in another state. And who knows, there might be a woman in the other state who's doing the same thing.
Yep.
For her husband, you're standing right next to the guy. I mean,
so
weird
true.
Things happen, right?
That's so true. Kimberly in Portland, Oregon. You're on the air with Father Rocky.
Hi, good Kimberly.
Afternoon. Hi, gentlemen. Good afternoon. God bless all of you for what you're doing, and thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I heard you mention a gentleman who had thrown himself, I think those were your words, sir, in front of a train, took his life, was wearing a religious item. Because I was abused until I was 20, and then I had some further problems, I unfortunately tried to end my life twice, and I'm very, very sane. And I just, perhaps, if you don't mind, you can keep me in mind with some good thoughts for getting a job. I had heart surgery 10 months ago, and I'm really running out of funding, and I'm trying to keep up the hope. I don't have money for rent for January or anything, so I appreciate everything and any type of gesture you might be able to offer me, and thank you again.
No, thank you for your honesty, and I want to tell you, you have so much good that you can do, even though some days may be very difficult. Now, I don't know if you can get the Relevant Radio app, but there's a prayer on there under devotions. It's a novena to St. Joseph. It is a very, very, very powerful prayer, and I want you to say it every day for 9 days for your needs. Now, a lot of people are thinking, oh, come on, Father, is that it's that easy? Just say one little prayer for 9 days. Actually, it's really hard to say one prayer for 9 days.
It's true.
You really, 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 really got to want it. And we will pray for you. We'll all pray for you. And we'll pray for our brothers and sisters and our relatives who have these battles too.
Yep.
And the people in our communities who have these battles too. And that's why we pray the Divine Mercy Chapel every day. Jesus, I trust in you.
Amen to that.
Jesus, I trust in you. That's what we need to do. And we'll pray for each other because we all need a hand, don't we, Drew?
We certainly do. Kimberly, hang in there and count on our prayers. Father, thank you very much for
being here. Hey, great
to
be here.
Oh, it's a delight having
First time we're in the studio together.
Tonight, the novena.
And we're social distancing.
I know, we are.
Right?
More than 6 feet. It's a beautiful studio. Tonight, 7 p.m. Central, right?
7 p.m. Central tonight, the Family Rosary Across America. It's live and it's free.
I love it. And we'll continue to pray for the souls. And you can join Father for that. Tell others about it, okay? Our conversation on the souls will continue. Stay with me. There's more straight ahead.